Cutting and slashing, your flesh and fire. Worketh not the will of God. Well, how does God strike in judgment fire? Boy, he strikes. It's terrible when he does. And it comes out of that love. Oh, now that's enough. Joe, you and Dot, come here. I'm tired of anything or doing it wrong. God's tired of it. He knew this time. He wanted you to come to a place to where you just was, that's y'all's copy there. He wanted you to come to a place to where you realized you couldn't do this thing yourself. He wanted you to flesh around until you said something was wrong. Because you wouldn't receive this when you first started out. You said, boy, I've got made now. Till you try to do it. Oh, that's it. Get a hold of them now. Get to work on them. Get your mantle, Paul, and y'all begin to utter in the spirit. Let that love. Don't stop until both of them are weeping from the spirit inside. Oh, that's it. Hit him right on that anointing. That's where to make him weep, on that anointing. Boy, you turn that fire, watch this. You turn it. Now that's good. Turn, put her right there on the side. Wrap your mantle around him, around them. Put them together. We'll follow this order every time now. Make him just let the spirit of life. Spirit of grace that makes them drunk. Spirit of love that gets them weeping together. Then just make your confession as a mother. Say, Father, in obedience to you, I bind this woman inside of this man, making her flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood, and spirit of the same spirit. Now just pull them together. And set them down. Keep moving on. Give them a copy of that. Dot, I'm going to let you sing it. Now, I'm going to tell you the business of the mothers. And I want you to get this real plain. I don't want any more junk out of you mothers. No more. The business of the mother is to point towards obedience to the father. And I stand as a representative of the Father God. So you will point all the sons and the daughters in obedience towards me, what I've laid out, yet not I but God through me. Anything else comes to perversion and is none of God. Okay? You will point them towards me, towards what I've laid out for them, yet not I but my Father through me. And you will see that they obey it. Not by forcing them, but by gutting and slashing them love's fire first. And then bringing them forth, yet not them, but Christ in them ministry. Say, well, what if they rebel? Well, you lay the fire on them real good. And then you tell me or one of the other fathers about it. And I'm going to tell you right now, with all the love I can muster, you don't want to fall into my hands. Oh, you don't want to come to the place where you fall in my hand. I'm going to tell you that right now. It'd be better for you to go out here and put a stone around your neck and jump off in the deep part of that river around there than it is to fall in my hand. I mean that. Hey, many of you can testify here when there's someone falls into my hand, yet not in my hand, but Father, you don't want to mess with me. You don't even want to mess with me when I'm rebuking you and chastening. But you don't want to fall in my hands in judgment. I'm going to tell you that right now. Whoa. You better let the mother raise you in spirit of life and grace and love. Submit to what she says and don't have me to have to get a hold of you. Not I, but my Father through me. Okay. You don't believe that. You just mess around a little bit. Whoa. Let's go with it now. Keep them stirred up, wooing them. Enough now, we're gonna get to my. That's enough now. Oh, now I sign that y'all's copy there. Paula, these Paula Cook, Dot, Joe are yours. You will get them and work with them. You'll go over that tape and get it going just right, okay? Get it going just right, and you'll keep them stirred and moving, and y'all will move in this same tune. I don't want any of these old strange tunes of the flesh, because you're children now. And you do what I say. There'll be other tunes as we come forth. Other tunes that you can operate in, but until you know, learn to know the difference between a tune of Baal, which is of the flesh. A tune of Baal, which is of the flesh. Or of the heavenly. Then you just abide in the one I tell you. Okay? That's good enough anyway. Now, well, as they perfect this, Paula, as a mother, you'll see to it. They'll perfect it. And you have them go around demonstrating. Y'all going to have to get you copies of these tapes now. Don't mess with it. You can't play around anymore. Get you a copy of these tapes, and you got to be well-versed on this thing, moving in the spirit. And then, as they perfect this, going around and demonstrating on folks, you might get a bunch of the other mothers around there and let them go through it. Let them sit as the audience, okay? Oh, yes, Lord. Let them sit as the audience. So where they'll begin to learn is because the mothers have to teach the children. I don't care if you're 100-year-old. When you're delivered into the beginning, you become a child. You have to be taught as a child. This is the only way God could ever erase your pollution of religion and disobedience. So they're your charge. Now, when you get it perfected in English, you will also be translating that between times in Spanish. Okay? And you will be singing it between times in Spanish out in anointing. And you'll perfect it with them in Spanish, okay? All you have to do is a woo-woo-woo. You don't have to know the language, this, that, and the other. Joe, you see that of me? Joe messes up a word in there. If Joe messes up a Spanish word in there, and I catch him, woo! I may just have Sister Dave to check behind him to be sure that he's doing it right. Yeah, I make tattletales out of the children. Oh, yes, I will. I'll say, now, if you see Sister So-and-so do wrong, you tell me about it. You believe that's the way to do it? Sure it is. So you better be right, because I'll have your sister, one of your sisters, watching you, bud. Whoa. All right, now, Teresa, I give you Ken and Karen to work with, all right? Y'all get on perfected. When y'all get through with it, I want a tip of it. Is it perfected? Well, after you perfect it, I don't want your imperfections, okay? I don't want any hassling. Don't want any discussion, any kind of parliamentary procedure. All I want is fire. Oh, whipping them from the bottom of their feet, top of their head, till they're weeping. Then putting them together, ooh. Making your confession just like you on the tape. and setting them down and letting them sing, and you keep the fire moving on them. And then if you see others feel by the Spirit that they're getting lax on it, then you go to tap them on the head and let whoever, okay, get them singing in tongues. Because he that's singing not no tongue, edify themselves. Flesh go to trying to take over, wag a little bit, and then get that anointing going. All right? You do the same thing with Ken and Karen. Y'all get together and that's perfect. Now, I plan obedience to my Father. To do this to every one of you, mothers and fathers, and to every one of you, sons and daughters. Say, well, I don't have a wife. Well, all virgins belong to God. You can have one to operate with you in the Spirit. Now, if you want to think it's vulgar, go ahead and think it. I don't care what you think. But it's time for God's people to realize that they have escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust and begin to put in practice. Hath been done. Oh. We'll be having services tonight. Far as I know, we will not be putting mothers and fathers together at night. As far as I know now. Of course, it's subject to the Lord. We may be doing it tonight. But each morning we'll be doing it. Now I want to stop something else. The devil talking to some of you. Some of you saying, I can't sing. Well, that's not right. But I've proven to you I can make a rock sing by the impartation of the Spirit. Oh, yes. But that's not necessary. If it's not part of your ministry and you don't have a singer, either mother or father, we'll put a daughter with you or a son with you that can play and sing. So you don't have to get out of this. What we're doing is we're getting the revelation and the joy of the Holy Ghost working through you first. Must be. Okay? Having been delivered into your Father. Having been sealed in the love bar of his body. You haven't been delivered into your Father. Having been sealed in the love bar of his body,
in the love bar of his body,
at a love sacrifice,
into the beginning,
you are now ready.
You are now ready
to let his fire work.
Let his fire work.
Ha ha. Powerful and sharper.
Powerful and sharper.
Than any two-edged sword.
Piercing even.
To the dividing asunder.
To the dividing asunder.
Your soul and spirit.
Your soul and spirit.
Your old flesh and Christ.
Your old flesh and Christ.
Oh, come here, Sister Gates. Get the echo in me. You ready? Repeat behind me. And come. Go ahead. The Holy Ghost has taken possession of each worker of Jesus Christ, which has now been turned into fire and has placed them in anointing inside. So that I but my Father might impart each finished work to you, so that you, the same as I, might also be sons and daughters of fire. The stripes on Jesus, the slashes and bruises that he suffered as your love sacrifice has now been turned in the grace and love fire to be used on you as a love sacrifice, so that your flesh and workings of Satan that continually tries to puppet and rule you might be continually kept destroyed by fire, by the Holy Ghost quickening through you. Take that.